PCD, PCD, PCD Cast.
Well, welcome back to PCD Cast. Today we're going to be talking about video and why more professionals should get involved in using this medium as a way to build their profile and business and succeed in growing their reputation. I'm joined today by my fellow director, Sophie Bell. Hi, Soph.
Hi, David.
And also Chris Matheson, who is the head of design and lead videographer here at PCD Group. Hi, Chris.
Hi, David.
So why should professionals get involved in video? It can seem like a lot of hassle. It can seem a bit scary. But really, if it's done well, it needn't be. And it can really boost people's profiles. But why should the people get involved?
We just did a quick Google before coming on to record. And latest stats are around video makes up for about 80% of internet traffic. So, you know, if you're not doing video, you're missing out, basically. And it's going to be increasingly the case. People expect to see videos of you when they go to Google. And so it's not going to get easier to start. And as time goes on, people's expectations go up. So don't delay. Start today is my little
mantra. Search results are already biased towards video, aren't they? So, you know, the way results index, but that's going to go even further.
Yeah, I mean, if we just look at Google own YouTube. And so, you know, if you Google something, and Google is generally the preferred search engine, they put YouTube answers up there first. So video is important, and having just mentioned YouTube, having a YouTube channel is also worth thinking about for the same reason.
It's easy to overlook the distribution in thinking about what to make, isn't it? Because actually, you know, you've got to pre-plan for how that's going to be shared, because it'll inform the production side.
100%. If you're not thinking about the end at the beginning, then you're going to make some mistakes along the way.
And I think what's so powerful about video is the fact that you can record sort of 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, and you can then chop that up into bite size, like you're saying, Sophie, portions that can be used across a multitude of channels in your promotional pieces, social media, whatever campaign you have going at the time.
Because we really started our video journey back in 2018, where we worked with an agency and they weren't specialists in the events or the wealth sector, but we wanted to work with someone who was going to film all of our events around the world and sort of bring it all together. And, you know, we've learned an awful lot along the way from that. So maybe David, talk us through what that journey.
Yeah, so we back in 2018 knew that we wanted to do more video, and we could see that was a way to go. We had this global event schedule and wanted to capture interviews with people in different places. We had decided to try and also make, alongside event videos from each location, a documentary called China Now, which was a sort of three-part documentary on the wealth sector in China. It was a topic that people were really interested in and had a lot to say about at the time. But the process of putting that content together with the agency was hugely frustrating, partly because they didn't have a broader sort of relationship with us as a customer. The communication was bad. The quality was inconsistent because we were dealing with different freelancers. And we just thought, there has to be a better way of doing this. And that's why we really decided to build up to try and create an in-house offering. And we'd worked with Chris for a long time anyway. And it was sort of an evolution of what we were doing for me and Chris to start actually traveling together and trying to in-house that filming capability, and which generated some great results and a big splash in lots of the places we travel to.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chris, you've slowly got sucked in to doing more and more. And I know Dave likes to keep you on your toes and throw some surprises at you.
Yeah, there's been a few of those along the way.
What are some of the challenges you face, and what do you have to think about when on the road?
Well, we work as a bit of a double act. So when I'm interviewing someone, I'm obviously trying to juggle in my mind the content. So I'm trying to think about and respond to their questions and comments to keep a live conversation going, to help the guest feel relaxed. And while I'm doing that, I guess Chris is looking at creating the setup in the room that allows us to get back to the office with some assets that are going to be optimized and, you know, going to be really good to watch. So we work in concert where I'm looking at the content and Chris is really on top of the design.
Yeah, it's funny because we often are given a room without much prior knowledge. And I remember one place in Singapore and it was the most beautiful room I think that I've ever stepped into in my life. And we had to film in it. And although it's a great room, it was a real challenge to make that look good. So yeah, like you say, David, you're there. You're obviously schmoozing the client, making them feel comfortable, ensuring they are relaxed and ready to perform at their best. And I'm squirreling around trying to work out how on earth I'm going to make this amazing room look really good. And that's been a real challenge, you know, at times. And like we could just sit there with a mobile phone and record someone, but obviously we bring gear with us. And I think over the past year, we've really refined our mobile studio, if you like, because there's certain things that we use. Like we don't need light to film an interview if there is lights in the ceiling. But what we do is we'll go into a room and we'll turn the lights off. People think I'm nocturnal, but actually the reality is it's going to create really harsh shadows under someone's eyes and it's not going to make them look their best. So what do we do in PCD Media? We bring soft light that is incredibly color accurate and is going to make someone look great. And the way we position it means that we're kind of creating a really flattering look on their face. So yeah, the lighting, the microphones, and obviously we don't spend £4,000 on a camera because we like spending money. It's because it creates an amazing dynamic range. So when we walk into a room, we know that when we get back into the office, we can make it look good.
And we also experiment with different formats. And perhaps sometimes when we land somewhere, we do something on the phone with the microphone.
Of course, yeah.
And get that back for a quick turnaround. So it's matching like the medium with the result you want, isn't it, in the
end?
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, obviously, like we touched on video, before we hit record, we're going to be considering where this video is going to end up. And, you know, if it's TikTok, obviously, that's going to be a very different approach with different equipment than something which is high polished that needs to reinforce someone's brand. I mean, the fact that someone wants to create video that's high quality speaks so much to the audience. They care about what they're saying. They're willing to put the effort in. And people we record, generally, they want to elevate their brand. That's why they're asking us, because we can make them look good. And you can obviously, David, you can talk to them and bring out those really interesting parts of their business that they want to talk about and the insights and things. So,
but having creativity in the backdrop and the context is hugely important part of building a bit of a wow factor, isn't it? I mean, we've filmed in all sorts of places, like out in Lake Geneva, getting that extra bit of texture, or in New York, you know, filming on Wall Street. These are sort of iconic locations that take that video from just the self-produced into the next level, isn't it? I mean, you know, getting the right setting and setup and extra bits of B-roll and flavour is an integral part, isn't it, of getting a result that actually people are proud of.
Definitely.
And I mean, yeah, we've been all around the world on and things do go wrong. I mean, when we flew to Zurich one time,
David,
your bag got lost.
You're, we had to scramble sweat. Around. I thought I was supposed to enjoy this podcast.
But we always adapt, isn't it?
Yeah, there's things in life you never forget. And I think for me, that's one of them. Every time I check a bag in, I think about Zurich and your face when it dropped. But yeah, there's been loads of challenges, but I think because of the experiences we've had, like, you know, we were on the phone to Sophie back HQ and we were working out what equipment we could hire, what we could buy. And these aren't decisions we could have done if we hadn't have, you know, walked that road that we had done previously. Like we know how to get good video content that will fit into a suitcase and is cost effective for people, you know, and that's...
We fine-tuned as well the... we're starting to refine the editing process such that we know how to share content in draft with customers, get comments and feed it through, because that's something that seems easy but actually is an important part of making things slick, isn't it? Having a well-oiled team where you get the footage but then you deliver it in a way that people can engage with and sign off to get it through the, you know, through and out the door and as they expect and on time. You know, it's a challenge, isn't it? Set the right ecosystem.
Totally, yeah. I think people, once we've stopped recording, they just want to kind of forget about it sometimes because they have their own insecurities. But part of the process is, like you say, it's...
Part of the process is working with us, isn't it, to get the result. Is sort of like we've got to serve it up to them and then they've got to engage, haven't they? You know, it's not all on us. It's about creating a partnership with them, isn't it, to generate the right finished result, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the unique part that we can bring in terms of our knowledge of the sector. So when we're editing something, we're editing it with knowledge of the message that the client has to get across. You know, we started talking a while ago about our own experiences and the frustrations of working with someone who didn't know really or understand our target audience. And that feeds through from the beginning to the end of the process. And so if you get a better edited product to then comment on, it saves you hours of time and you end up with a better result at the end of it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's so many agencies, video agencies, that will bite the hand off to film content with people. And a lot of these companies are fantastic at creating good quality video. They'll charge you a lot of money for it, but the end result looks great. If you haven't spent the time beforehand developing your message, you know, I mean, David, you speak to so many people each week, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and you're giving out wisdom, you're receiving it. It's like little nuggets of gold. And you just, you know, what we can do is we can offer that, some of that insight to people, which enables them to create sort of a message they're really passionate about, that speaks volumes to their audience, that engages them, that elevates their brand. And
finding collaboration partners is a key part of that. It's like, it's sort of saying, what are you messaging, but who else could complement this story? And then us involving them in the mix. And that not only has the benefit of adding credibility to the story, but also inevitably those firms, if they're happy with the output, will be involved in the distribution as well. So we've certainly learned a lot over the years about how we can combine different stories and professionals together to get the best result and to generate interest and engagement in the content. People's biggest concern is they spend money making something that nobody watches, and YouTube is like, the bulk of YouTube has got tiny number of views, hasn't it? So if, I mean, the typical video gets nothing. It's a brutal environment in reality, and we help reduce the risk of companies making content that does sit in that graveyard.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's an important point you raise. It's really, you need to have the right expectations. You know, people, you know, you're not making a Mr. Beast type video that's going to get millions of watches. You're going to get less watches. You might get, you know, in the tens, you might get in the hundreds. But those people who are watching, that's high quality leads you have there who were genuinely interested and engaged with what you have to say. And it's
also, I mean, how you actually activate the content. Like, there's no point in putting something up on YouTube but then not emailing it out to your database as well. So it's like, it's often we come up against clients who sort of think, oh, well, I made the video, look nice, we put it on YouTube and no one's watched it, and we kind of step back from it. Whereas actually that's the moment where you've actually got to really start working that content, or look at your social media teasers for that content. How are you driving traffic? You have to drive an audience to YouTube if your audience isn't already on there. And that's an area where we definitely have built some expertise and help people out to try and understand how much you have to do to actually activate. You can make a nice video, but if nobody watches it, you've not hit your goals.
Yeah. And that's what we were touching on before about repurposing your content, having those multiple touch points. So that you work those assets that you worked so hard to create.
I mean, nobody wants to create videos for the sake of creating video, right? So it's important to, like you say, create video that has real depth to the message, and then obviously having some way of distributing that. And I think if you can get those two right, then you're onto a winner, aren't you?
It's a new market for professionals to actually make this quantity of video. But we have created a few different solutions. One is an off-the-shelf solution we're calling Film With Us, which maps our event schedule. So it allows members or professionals located in different jurisdictions to come and take a one-hour filming slot with us, where they can produce a video asset, either like on an interview basis with me or something for their website without our identity on it. It's just an opportunity for them to film on a fixed price basis with a consistent high quality asset produced. Film With Us is just an easy entry point for people who want to get going and start making video. We're also still doing complex bespoke projects. I mean, recently we were talking to an international fiduciary group with offices in Isle of Man, Channel Islands and the Middle East about filming some new joiners that they had in their business. They wanted to work with us because we were present in all of those locations through the year and we could deliver a consistent product on a good package. So there's lots of projects we're doing. We've got the off-the-shelf, we've got the bespoke, and we're seeing inquiries coming in left, right, and centre requiring different solutions.
Great. Well, we certainly seem to be busy.
Well, thanks for joining me, Chris and Soph. We're going to be talking more about film and video in these podcasts and our content as we move forward. If you want to find out more about Film With Us, please visit pcd.media, and hope you tune in next time to PCDcast.